film is not dead, not yet anyway. Kodak said recently that it will keep making film stock for motion pictures. As NPR's Netta Ulaby reports, that decision will have an impact far beyond the handful of high-profile directors who advocated for it.
Martin Scorsese, Quentin Tarantino, J.J. Abrams all pressured Kodak to keep making 35mm film. This was a big ask. Most people shoot on digital these days. And Kodak sales of motion picture film stock have dropped 96% over the past decade. But you've got clout if your two biggest movies, shot on film, made more than $1 billion.
I took Gotham's White Knight, and I brought him down to our level.
Christopher Nolan directed The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises.
There's been a rush to adopt more convenient technology.
Nolan says that digital media was made for consumers, people like you and me, not Hollywood auteurs like him.
It's very important that wherever possible, we're able to sort of hold up the gold standard of imaging technology.
The deal with Kodak's not done yet, but the basic idea is that Hollywood studios will commit to buy a certain amount of film over the next few years. That's great for Christopher Nolan and Tarantino and so on. But Eric Handler, who's an analyst for MKM Partners, believes time and technology are allied against them.
It's just a handful of people, and over time, fewer and fewer people will probably use film.
Handler holds little sentiment for old-fashioned film.
If you ask someone that goes to the movies, do you think that's a film print or do you think that's a digital print? Most people would not know.
That's probably true, says film professor Jennifer Peterson. But it's still worth taking a moment to think about what we lose if we use only digital media.
We lose the grain of 35 millimeter. We lose the color of 35 millimeter.
And we lose something more, says artist Tacita Dean. She makes films about, well, film.
Film is my medium, just like oil is the medium of painters.
That's from a recent film commissioned by the Tate Modern Gallery in London. It's called Film. Dean works almost exclusively in 16mm film. Her preferred medium has become hard to find and process.
We're having terrible trouble. My lab in Germany closed for all photochemical processing and neg development 2 days ago, in fact.
Dean helped found an international organization. It's called Save Film. That's also the goal of Jan Christopher Horak. He directs UCLA's Film and Television Archive.
We had been worried for quite a while that, especially after Fuji announced that they were discontinuing certain film stocks, that we would be left high and dry.
You see, you cannot preserve film on digital technology. It degrades quickly, and the formats become obsolete even faster. When you store something digitally, it has to migrate once every 3 years, minimum. How much easier and cheaper, Horak says, to stick a celluloid reel in a vault for a couple hundred years. That said, he and other archivists are preparing for the worst.
At some point, we may have to buy the patents collectively through, you know, one of our national or international organizations and get a specialty operator to produce film stock.
Just consider, says Jennifer Peterson, how much of our 20th century history was recorded on newsreels, educational movies, and other forms of film.
So if you want to preserve our film heritage, you really need to have 35 millimeter available for film archives. Otherwise, you're in trouble.
Not too long ago, Peterson decided to write a paper about artist Tacita Dean, the one who makes analog film both her medium and subject.
This film is a document. It has become about the very fabric, material, and manufacture of film itself.
But Peterson wasn't able to fly to London to see her work.
So I've only been able to see it online.
That is to say, only digitally. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.